Yeah, I saw this article. They talked about a study that just came out recently showing that women, on the average, cheat more when they're in relationships than men. I'm like, that's not a shocker at all. I think women, in my opinion, anecdotally, I think that women do cheat just as much as men. It's different reasons, right? And it's shit like this where it doesn't surprise me simply because imagine as a girl, you go out there, you go to the gas station, you got your, you know, basic shorts on with a t-shirt, showing a little skin, looking good naturally. A guy's going to recognize that. He's going to be, hey, can I pump that gas tank for you, ma'am? Man, I can't believe your boyfriend doesn't do that. They're getting that everywhere and anywhere they go, especially if they're attractive. So, yeah, it's hard, man. It's hard, especially when the man at home is not living up to wowing you, right? And I was seeing that. I was seeing that with this interview this lady was giving. It was not an interview, but it was more of a call-in. And she was just saying how she despised pretty women because they're the ones fucking it all up. Because they feel they have such an endless amount of options, because every man is making them feel that way, that the standards that they're creating is one where it's changed from maybe 20, 30 years ago. And two, it's one that the men haven't changed in the pool either. You know, you're going to have men that are liars. You're going to have men that are going to be funny. You're going to have men that are going to be rich. You're still running into that same dynamic, but women are, their expectations has changed quite a bit. And I thought that was a very interesting thing that she was mentioning, how women need to be looking into their friend zone. And I was saying, yeah, that's what I be saying all the time. That a lot of times these women just, and this is a woman saying this, that women lose their excitement when it comes to once they're in a relationship. Like, they need that spark. They need that continuity go, that curiosity. It's like when it gets mundane, when it gets routine, I think for women that's the beginning of the end. And I think that person talking like this would let me know that that's exactly what, it's no different than what I see. It's just fascinating to see that women, even though they're changing what the criteria is and how they go about doing business, that they're not realizing that men really are, you know, if anything, the only thing that we've changed on is that we're more smarter about getting married. Like, we know, oh, okay, well, you know, we can't go there because we know that there is no upside. For a lot of people, there is no upside. And I think that's what I wanted to get to, was the leverage in relationships and dating and all these things, is that, like, whoever has the leverage is the one that is able to hold the keys. Like, so, for example, for a woman, I believe, like an average-looking woman that's somewhat attractive, and many of them are, if not all of them, that when they're attractive, they're going to be hit on more frequently than a regular average guy like me. Like, where I'm going to go to the gas station, I'm not going to be bothered. When I go to the store, I'm not going to be bothered. I'm not going to be bothered as far as someone soliciting me deliberately to want to date me or want to be with me. Like, there isn't any of that. And I think that's the difference between women, is that they're getting solicited nonstop, and guys are relentless. So yeah, it's gonna happen sometime. It's gonna happen. And I guess for me, that's why I'm just so open to this whole concept of not keeping it conventional if we don't have to. Like, whatever conversations we need to have about it, then we have about it. But like, you have to be open-minded enough to know that, hey, this stuff is going on. You know, I used to always say this, like, one time the stats was like 40. Some guy was telling me 60% divorce rate. I'm like, I don't know. You're a little crazy right now. Let me go ahead and see the stats real quick on divorce rate in America 2021. It was around 45%. The divorce in 1981, the highest was 53. In 2021, it is 45%. So you're looking at that. Let's just say half. And then we all know that half of the other population is still married. How many of them are really happily married? How many do you have a friend or know somebody that has cheated on their husband or has cheated on their wife? And they're still together. They're still technically married. You see? So that's why when you have this level of failure, you have to be logical. It's no different than, you know, I keep it simple, like a fantasy football. If I'm 0-6 in fantasy football halfway through the year, I'm not going to keep the same team. I'm not going to. I'm going to blow it up because I'm 0-6. I've played 6 games, 6 weeks, and nothing has changed. So therefore, I'm going to switch it. And I think that's been my mindset moving forward. But unfortunately, a lot of people, like the women are the gatekeepers of intimacy, are the gatekeepers of being able to select the man. I do believe that wholeheartedly, that on the average, an average woman versus an average guy, the woman has the leverage. It's always going to have the leverage. The only time the roles has changed is when I'm in a position of power, of money. So if I'm a person then, and I talked to my boss about this because I got to switch it up. I said, you know what, dude, I need to add more value. I need to get more money. I was like, I need you to give me a pathway to get more money so that I can be that guy. Because right now what's happening is I get friend zoned left and right. And I'm like, I get it. You don't want to deal with my co-parenting. I get it. You don't want to deal with me not paying for you. I get it. But boy, what I'm going to do is just show off and have fun with it. Fuck it. You know, I think that it's very evident to me. I mean, look at a guy like Nick Cannon recently. Nick Cannon just, I want to say today, he had like his 10th kid by a different woman. I want to say he has 10 kids from like seven or eight different women. All right. So, I mean, think about that reality, that a man, that women say they would never deal with. So if that was me just going to one woman and saying, I want to impregnate you and I'm going to get smacked. But Nick Cannon does that. He has so many applicants that he has to pick and choose wisely because women are attracted to the financial security. They're attracted to your kind of presence. It's weird because if I created a Facebook profile or an Instagram profile that was just lavishly giving this impression to women about who I am, like pretending to be somebody that I'm not, right? Or showcase cars, showcase getting dressed nicely, showcase places you traveled and things like that. Like people, women will take notice. They will look at you differently. And now, I guess for me, that's where the confusion kicks in because I know that, you know, at the end, people are people. So it doesn't matter what you're projecting to me. Yeah, that's nice. But at the end, you're still a woman. You're still a person. You still have issues. You're still not perfect. So let's get to that. Let's get to the imperfections. Let's get to the flaws. And the sooner we get there and the sooner we accept each other, then we're good. But that usually isn't the case. So it's just a very fascinating thing for me just to see how leverage plays a part in it. And men, I think we are more accepting of that. Like we know the rules. Like I just told you what my change is going to be. Because if I want to experience the success, if I don't want to experience all the women that put me in the friend zone and just keep me at bay because they're just, for whatever reason, they're not comfortable with my reality. It's like, okay, but if I have $5 million and a couple of nice cars and showing off how much I'm making, like that would allow some women to be like, you know what? For the shit I have to deal with out there in the world, I'd rather deal with it with that guy knowing that my lifestyle is taken care of. And that's the part that many women can't do. Like that's the part that women, the good righteous women don't understand that there's an opposing party of women just as attractive, if not more, that are willing to sell their soul. Like that woman just having a kid with Nick Cannon. You're not getting married, you're just getting child support. But you're one of Nick Cannon's baby mama, so you figured that your kid is going to have some perks that the average guy cannot give you. I get it. I understand it. You know, but I think that women, when you talk to them about it, they get very sensitive about it. They get very weirded out, right? And this is a very fascinating thing that you know, we have a world now that's pushing for equality, looking for mutual representation. But in many cases, women still don't do that. Women still don't want to pay for dates. Women still don't want to be equal financially. It's a weird thing. I'm not saying that all of you are like that. So if you're not like this, please don't take offense. I have to say this in every fucking other podcast now, I feel, because women and people just take shit to heart. Like if I'm talking to them, yeah, I'm talking about you. I'm just talking about my experiences, my world. You know, like I had this lady that I know, and this is one of the many that throw me in the friend zone. And it's like one of those are, you know, she was just chasing the money, still chasing the money. And is still stuck in a situation because of that. And she's living with the guy, and but she's not happy. She's like, I'm doing, you know, in a roundabout way, she's telling me she's doing it for the kids. I'm like, and I just shrug my shoulders. Like, I don't know what to tell you. You know, and these are the women that I always tell them, like, you have some great options in the friend zone. You just chose not to exercise it. And I always tell that to my daughter all the time. So just, is she nice to you? Is she respectful to you? Like, don't devalue that. Don't, like, if anything, that should be in the forefront. Number one, is he nice to me? Is he respectful to me? Does he care about me? Yes, yes, yes. Okay, great. Does he talk shit to you? Like, does he talk down to you? No. Okay, awesome. Is he very sensitive to your feelings? Yes. Is he very giving? Yes, that's a guy. Oh, he's beta. He's a simp. I'm like, well, he's a guy at the end of the day. So whatever label, is he an alpha man? Probably not. Maybe he is an alpha man. But what doesn't allow you to be giving and nice and friendly to somebody, and that somehow demasculates you? Like, I see that, but women also feel that way. Like, they want a man that exudes these alpha traits to feel protected. It's all about protection, in my opinion, with women. It's like they want to feel protected. They want to feel protected financially. They want to feel protected with their image. They want to feel protected with just someone protecting them. And that's why you think law enforcement people and military people are so fucking hot, the women. Like, when you say you're a military guy, when you say you're a cop, that just gets women all crazy. Because of safety, security. That's a deep, innate thing that I believe women want. So when men understand these things, we definitely play that game. We want to be able, because at the end, we want to have options open. We want to have availability, man, you know. But it happens. You know, not everyone is able. I don't know. I'm looking at my phone real quick. Hold on real quick. I'm just looking at my phone. You know me. I'm constantly like, yo, like I'm constantly like right now, like I'd be like constantly flirting. Like I just like before I didn't really flirt like that. Now I'm just like, I don't care. I don't care. I'll flirt with you. What's going on? What's up? Hey, man, you're sexy. You're beautiful. You know, all the stupid shit. Like I'm just doing that. It's funny, you know? So I love it. I think it's I don't know why I went into that, but it's one of those deals, man, where I think the leverage is what you have to create. Whether you're in business, you know, there's people that complain about their job. It's like, listen, if you're not happy with your job, you have to either be your own boss or move up the rankings to have more of the options that you desire. That's it. It's leverage. You gotta be able to find what it is that you're lacking that doesn't allow you to have those things that you want. And that's what I'm recognizing. I'm like, okay, I'm not getting the action that I want. Okay, cool. I'm going to make these changes. I'm going to, at this point, look, my daughter's preteen. She doesn't want anything to do with me. She'll be like, she'll go to everyone else but me at the end unless she has no one else. She's texting her friends. She's having her friends come over. She's wanting me to drop her off to see friends. You know, we're hanging out with the old man. It's just not fun anymore. I'm like, okay, I got you. Fair enough. You know, no hugs, no kisses can be given. I have to act cool, right? That's how kids are. So, you know, I just figured, hey, man, I mean, I got all this time in the world. I ain't having no relationship. I'm not, you know, my kid is like 12 years old, halfway out the door, 12 years old, thinking she's 18. I'm like, hey, I'm just going to focus on me. Focus on, I told her, it was funny. I'll leave with this because I was telling her this on the drive back. We went to the dentist and I was bringing her back and I was telling her, hey, Jazz, just letting you know, man, like I love Naples. So as soon as you're done, I'm going to sell this house and I'm out of here. I'm heading straight back to fucking Naples. I'll be at the beach. I'll be near, I'll be like in a nice little condo. Don't worry about it. Everything is going to be A-okay. You come down. So you're not going to leave me? I'm like, no, no, I'm not going to leave you, but you have to drive down there and see me. You're 18. You're legally an adult. You can go. And I told her, she may want to go move to New York for all I know. You know, it's, but I told her, I'm out of here. I'm going to be around my lovely white people that, that I get accused of cooning for. Look, I just like easy going and laid back. That's all I do. Easy going, laid back, chill. I don't have to worry about getting robbed. I don't have to worry about, you know, getting mugged. I don't have to worry about any other stupid stuff. I just worry about a few bigoted people saying stupid shit all the time. That's it. That's the trade-off. Like, I'm okay with that.